Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world? Then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Seriously, I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. And you know, you hear me. See that? I get rolling. I miss you guys. I haven't been around for a little bit. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE. 855-732-5563. You can send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And again, you can get so involved. I know some of you right now are probably, and I don't blame you, probably listening to the president's, the real president, I'm sorry, President Trump at his rally. And seriously, I mean, for a guy that didn't get the vote, right, who lost, he draws more people to a crowd than the current president does, for God's sakes. But hey, what do I know, right? I don't have a clue. We don't have a clue. We're all idiots. Don't you know that? I love these people. I love the ones that are getting on our case for still saying, and I know some of you probably don't agree with this, but don't know what to tell you. The bottom line with this, again, the more and more I see the numbers, the more and more that you see how many votes were cast or changed, it's just amazing. And now there's that movie that's out, Dinesh D'Souza's movie, 2,000 Mules. If you don't believe in any way, shape, manner, or form, if you don't believe that movie is showing you how it was stolen, then you just I don't even know how to say it. You're diehard Maroney. I mean, seriously. It's in front of your face. Everything that took place has to leave you pause for that election. And I mean everything. I mean, you know, voter counts at 3 o'clock in the morning. Right? Trucks pulling up with ballots at 3 a.m. that are still being counted. We're being counted 5 days later, 7 days later. Are we for real? Seriously. So when you start saying, oh, God, he's one of those. He must be one of those MAGA guys that just believe. No, I'm a real person. I believe that, you know, to look at the numbers, to look at the reality. Right? And then come back and turn around and say, okay, look, let's say Joey B did win. And let's say Trump actually did lose. Help me understand this chasm, these numbers that just don't make sense. help me understand how there's, you know, 72,000 more votes in one state or ballots returned in one state and were actually mailed out. Help me understand why 24,000 votes in another state, people voted in two counties. And not only that, not only did they vote in two counties. Let's say President Biden won that state, maybe by, 12,000 votes. Well, then, if you, I know, someone's going to say, well, how do you know they weren't all for Joe Biden? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you're a person I ain't really kidding to talk to. Right? Hey, it's like Barack Lori filled in for me last night. And it was nice to have him here. We've been trying to pull that off for a long time. So, you know, and Barack, God bless him. I mean, I was joking with him. Some of you know he's an attorney. I'm sure he mentioned that a half dozen times last night, because attorneys do that. And I joked with him when we first started talking about it. He said, I don't know, 3 hours. I said, wait a minute, you're an attorney. You could argue for 3 hours. Are you serious? This should be a slam dunk for you. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Now, Trump is in Pennsylvania tonight. So hopefully he's whipping those people into place. All of a sudden, I'm not saying anything's going on here. The CDC is probing a mysterious liver disease suspected in a large number, right? 25 to 50 children have died, and it might be, I'm not going to say what it is. I mean, sure, you just don't know. Oh, I'm sorry. It's 100 possible cases of a severe liver disease in children. About two dozen states reported suspected cases of after the Center for Disease Control and Prevention put out a call for doctors to be on the lookout for surprising cases of hepatitis. The cases date back to late October in children under 10. Now, look. Here's something else, by the way. I was reading some of the points in the Pfizer dump, the numbers, right? And I wish I could find it again. If one of you know where it is, go ahead and send it to me. But the shot, if you would, if you truly believe it was effective at all, the shot, if you would, went from, I think it was like, 60-some-odd percent effective. 60, not 95, 60-some-odd percent effective. Down to 1% in 12 weeks. So for 12 weeks, a little over half a chance of working on you. And then after that, it just might as well not be existent, which is why you had to keep getting booster shots if you took a shot at all. I didn't take any. And yet, you were forced to take it because it was going to fix you. It's going to make you feel better. When it comes to this, the pharmaceutical companies, big pharma, if you would, when it comes to pharmaceutical companies, you know, you really have to watch everything you put in your body. They don't care. Unless you're green, unless you're the green that they're looking at, and you know what I'm talking about, bottom line, they don't care. $21 billion they made off of this thing so far? Well, a lot of other companies are hurting, and we're hurting. Big Pharma was making money hand over fist. Is that great?
And it was 18.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing
soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was worried.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Oh, no, wrong person. I'm sorry. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. And the way you become part of the solution, truly, is you got to get informed. All right, you got to have the information. Otherwise, like I love to say, you become them. Do you really want to be a them, or a they, or an E, or a they, or a yay, or how many of those are there? There's a bunch of them, aren't there? Alfonso Rachel joins me usually on Thursdays, but tonight, because we had, yesterday was a national day of prayer for all you heathens who didn't know. sorry, I couldn't control myself. You know what I'm saying? But no, seriously, and so I was at an event last night, and I always appreciate Brock Lurie filled in for me, so that was really, really nice to him. 3 hours of move flapping the jaws. Zoe, the host of what? The Zopian Den, the Anti-Fighting Duty Bible Study, the Zoloft, co-host of a great show you can catch on Sundays at soulfoodradio.net. Soulfoodradio.net. Alfonso Rachel. We call him Zoe, though, right? Because Alfonso sounds, that sounds way too Guinea. Oh, I mean Italian. We got enough Italians on the show. We don't need another one.
Well, yeah, I mean, well, you know, my name being Alfonso, yeah. It sounds Italian, right? Yeah. I mean, the funny thing is, yeah, but...
But he's not a cannoli either. That's the problem.
No. But it's actually German.
Oh. Alfonso.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay. Papers?
Papers? Mm-hmm. Yeah. No. No, what's funny is that...
No, not those kind of papers. Knock it off.
Not those kind of papers. No, it's funny because I got... my Alfonso being my first name, it's German, and my last name, Rachel, which is Hebrew. So... Am I a mutt or what?
You must have a lot going on between the years there, you know? The hate you must have for yourself must be tremendous.
It cancels itself out. I don't know.
I know, right? There you go. I mean, oh, God. I know. People are already going, ooh, I don't know about this. All right, lighten up. Giggle at yourself.
Yes.
I mean,
I do.
If you don't think that God has a sense of humor, just look in the mirror in the morning. Seriously.
Right.
Anyhow. Yeah, I know. I'll get razzed for that one, too, but I don't care about that either. Anyhow, so hey, listen, I don't know if you've seen... The massive meltdown that people are having out in front of you know, the Supreme Court, because you know Roe versus Wade is going to be overturned as we know, or as we understand, I should say as we know, and therefore, my God, women are going to have to fly to Italy to get an abortion now, right?
Or something like that. I guess. Yeah, we're going to have to put the toilet paper on guard, man. We might see a shortage in toilet paper because they're going to be snatching them all up so they can wipe away them liberal tears, man. Oh, man, the inconvenience of having to go someplace else, I guess, to murder your kid. Man, how dare you inconvenience somebody and get in their way of murdering somebody? How dare you?
But listen, so this is my argument. I'm going to bring this up, too, when Sonia joins us later. Joins me later on. If you listen to the arguments, all of them center around what? The black community, the lower socioeconomic rungs in community, the women, the poor women who couldn't afford to do it otherwise. Wait a minute, you tell me rich people don't have abortions? You tell me only poor people need abortion? Why? Because they sexually promiscuous? I mean, I don't understand. If you listen to this thing like you were an alien that just landed here, and you were listening to this argument, you would think blacks, actually, all people of color, right, are having way too much unprotected sex, and we got to stop that. And this is what it sounds like. And nobody pushed you back on that line.
Man, okay, so...
I'm sorry.
It's funny how... I mean, profiling is supposed to be taboo, right? You can't have these women having children because they're poor. And this is one of their arguments that, well, if this kid is born poor, he's probably going to be a menace to society, or he's going to be like, you know, become a ward of the state. I mean, they want us to be wards of the state anyway, but they don't want this unborn kid to be another kid, you know, on the government teat or anything like that. Or be, like I said, become a menace to society. So they're already profiling the kid, Joe. And these are the justifications that they make to kill the child by profiling it.
Again, as I always say, it's just amazing. And frankly, people, it's not going to stop until you decide not to be afraid to open your mouth and step up and say something. There's no problem with protecting life. None whatsoever.
None.
You know, and you know my attitude, I think I told you this. I mean, God's been working on my heart for years, and the bottom line is I'm not going to vote for anybody who won't protect life, no matter what office they're running for. Because if they're not going to protect life, then they're not. They're not going to protect me for sure. You know that, right?
Yeah. So it's got to be solid, man. It's we've, you know, kind of been wishy-washy about this for a while, and we need to call it what it is. It is murder. We don't tolerate murder. And we need to not give into the narrative that we cannot take the word of God into our discourse. You have to have, it's like, just because, well, I don't believe in your God. Well, you know what? I don't believe in your non-belief. Okay. You cannot take God away from the argument. And this is how this goes, because on what basis, number one, do you say that murder is evil? Well, you have to have something to, you have to have a foundation on how we perceive each other to see that murder is evil. Well, and when we know that it's evil, the word of God says, if you give your kid over to sacrifice. We talked about this earlier, Joe, and this is a hard line to draw. This is a line to strike in the sand. You murder, you are to be put to death. If you turn a blind eye to somebody who is passing their kid off to be sacrificed, you are to be put to death too. So we need to like step up and just say, hey, man, this dog will not hunt. All right. It's got to stop, because we're dealing with these loonies right now who are saying the same crap, the same stuff that the priests of Moloch were saying back then. It's all the same cultural stuff in justifying why they should be able to have the right to sacrifice their kid. They're celebrating it, Joe. They celebrate it. Well, what the crap do you think those festivals were back then? This ain't nothing new. They were having festivals and celebrations as they would pass their kids through the fires of Moloch. Now they're out there gathered in front of state houses celebrating there. It's the same thing.
Listen, they're out there fighting for the right to go back to do that. And, you know, here's the funny thing about it. First of all, it hasn't been taken away from them. Let's start off that way. There's no ruling yet. You know what I'm saying? You don't know what's going to come down yet. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, stuck up for a lot more coming up after the break. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Some major retailers are limiting the sale of baby formula amid ongoing shortages. A rep for CVS saying they're only allowing customers to buy 3 baby formula products per purchase in stores and online. Walgreens issuing a similar limitation at its stores to improve inventory. Other reports show Target and Walmart are also limiting purchases. The shortage of baby formula is partly due to a major production facility in Michigan being shut down as a result of a federal investigation into reports of contaminated products. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby says more than 200 Ukrainian soldiers have finished the required training on howitzers given to them by the United States. Kirby adding more than 150 additional soldiers are being trained right now. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Baby, it looks like it's going. Come here, huh? It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. Don't be part of the problem. You know, ignorance will kill you every single time. Right? So be informed. And frankly, let me bring him on because I'm getting all tongue-tied here. Right? So we got Alfonso Rachel joins us like he does every week. You know, he is the host of the Zoloft, Zopian Den, Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study, and co-host of SoulFoodRadio.net, and you can find that, or Soul Food Radio is a show. You can find it at SoulFoodRadio.net. One of my arguments, though, is even in the Christian world, right? You get all these Christians, ignorant Christians running around, and they're throwing out scripture that has absolutely nothing to do. You know, when another Christian gets an argument with you, I've had this happen, they look at you and they go, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Or, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. And you go, wait a minute, I'm a weapon? I'm being formed against you? I'm hitting you with the truth in the scripture, or I'm telling you, and you don't like it, so therefore you're going to try to use the scripture? Okay, yeah, you do that. We'll see how that works out. Hey, you know, the devil knows scripture, too. Well, anyway, we'll move on from there. Right? But, you know, that kind of ignorance makes me nuts. It's the same thing in the regular world. I mean, the ignorance of what people believe to be truth and not truth. My wife and I were talking yesterday, and we have some friends that we've been talking a little bit about, bouncing things around about abortion, and how people think about what this, not just the government, but these evil people have taught our young girls over the years, that it's just a blob of cells. Don't let them tell you any different. So for years, they dug this into our kids, right? That, what's the big whoop? It's like they get rid of a wart. Not a big deal. And then when we got better technology, right, what did they flip it to? Yeah, it's a baby, but it's a woman's right. A woman has a right to decide what grows in her body and doesn't. Well, I got a lot to say about that. But anyhow, I was just, you know, when it came to misinformation, it is really funny. They are. That's why they want this disinformation, department. They're the kings of disinformation, are they not?
Oh, yes, they are. And what better to have your own department to go ahead and just, you know, if you say something that's not true, well, you can go ahead and qualify it as true if you want to and just accuse everybody else of disinformation. It's nice to have that kind of, you know, as I say, it's not power that corrupts. It's weakness that corrupts. And these people are very weak. And that's what they do with their power. You know, they use their power to justify their weaknesses. So, yeah, these people, man. What were you saying just a second ago about the...
You ain't that old yet, brother.
Rewind the tape, Joe. Rewind the tape.
Give me a hint.
You give me a hint. Because you were saying such brilliant stuff for me to comment on, man.
There you go.
I don't know where to start.
Which one do I pick? It was all the ignorant stuff. You know, people who spew ignorance, and I brought Christians into the picture because you know we're like the spewer of ignorant kings. You know, you grab a scripture out of context, or you grab a scripture you think pertains to the situation, and you're speaking truth to someone, another Christian. And the only scripture you can come up with is, you know, no weapon formed against me shall prosper.
Oh, that's selective scripture stuff. Man. It's like, look, you're right. I am a weapon. The Lord gives us a sword of truth. He wants us to be an arrow in his quiver. And it's one of those things where it's, you know, you can go ahead if you want to and talk about, you know, and as we were saying earlier, yeah, the devil knows scripture too. Actually, we should clarify that. It's not that the devil knows scripture. He doesn't know scripture, but he knows how to recite it. You know, say, because if he knows scripture.
And that's what I'm saying. You're exactly right. I mean, he can spew scripture. He doesn't know what it is, and he doesn't believe it.
Right, he doesn't believe it. Well, because the thing is, Scripture is the Word of God. Well, the Word of God is the what was in the beginning and who was God in the first place. So Satan doesn't really know Scripture because, well, he would know better than to challenge the Word of God himself. As the Lord has said, hey, it is written, you shall not test the Lord your God. I don't see anybody else here, Satan. It must be me. So, and you're testing me, you better learn to know better. But you got these people out there who do try to, like, take these words. And I've seen it a lot, man. You have people out there who call themselves Christian. And we pray for these people to not find out the hard way, man, that the Lord don't know you. He says it himself. It's like, look, I don't know you. I don't know where you come from. Right? And the thing is, Joe, Jesus is like, man, I know everything. Which means that if I don't know you, it means I don't want to. I don't want to know you because you are taking my name in vain. You are using my name to justify wickedness and lawlessness. Oh, I got issues with you.
Oh, no, but Jesus is so loving and accepting and loves you no matter what you do. You know, I mean, seriously. Now, I get that from a standpoint of, you know, when you have children. You know, there's been times where you want to take them out, and you know, but you still love them. There's times where you know you've got to discipline them, but you still love them. You know, there's times where you look at that child and go, there is no way you came from my loins, and I'm going to send you back to the hospital. There's something wrong here. And, you know, I mean, but you always love them. You always love them, and you want them to do what the right thing is. You want to correct them. You want to send them in the right direction. So when they use that term, I'll always, you know, Jesus loves you, Jesus always loves you. Okay, you've blown it out of proportion.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? To the point where it's kind of like, okay, sure, I can have these three women. Yeah, okay, Lord, you love me, I can tell.
Exactly.
Not what he means. Not even close, is it?
They're trying to sell us on this this unconditional love, Jesus. Like, no, Jesus is quite conditional. This whole unconditional love and Jesus loves you no matter what. The Lord himself says, he doesn't even say, I hate wickedness. The Lord says, I hate those who do wickedness. The person, like people say, love the sinner, you know, hate the sin, love the sin. No, God hates the sinner. All right. You do wickedness. You choose to do wickedness and keep on doing that. God is like, I hate you. that's written.
Okay, expand. No. Well, no, seriously. But you and I talked about this, what was it, last Sunday or the Sunday before, and I said to you, here's the problem I have. And it's not, you know, end of the world problem. It's kind of like you're coming at this like we still are a Christian nation. And I know some of my, last time I said this on my show, some of my people got mad at me, but I said, we may have Christian foundations. We have may have been founded on Judeo-Christian principles. We may have been founded on the Word of God. But stop telling me we're a Christian nation when we're fighting about killing kids in the street,
right,
when we're passing laws that you could abort a baby coming through the birth canal from the birthing person. Stop telling me that we're a Christian nation when none of those things line up with the Word of God.
Well, you know, the thing is, Joe, we better start demanding that we are a Christian nation. We better take it there. It may need to be us saying that, hey, y'all need to knock it off with this, because you know what? Dang it, we're a Christian nation. All right, now what you're doing? Because, man, Joe, I ain't gonna let them drag me into their ethnicity. And let's be clear on what ethnicity is. Ethnicity, from the word ethnos, means a nation's whose God is not the God of Israel. That's what ethnicity isn't about your color or anything like that. Ethnicity means a nation whose God is not the God of Israel. That's what it is. So they are not dragging me into their ethnicity. They're not dragging me into their nation, into their culture. I am a resident of an annex of the kingdom. I'm part of the one nation under God. This is a Christian nation. If I got anything to say about it, I don't know what these heathens are trying to do. They ain't dragging me into that.
But we got to fight, Joe.
We got to fight.
Oh, listen, now you know I'm more than willing to fight, right?
That's right. I know you fight.
Don't let them have that language, Joe.
Let them have it.
These people, you know, our brothers, or people who claim to be our brothers and sisters, you know, it's the bottom line is until you decide to fight, until you decide to push back, until you decide to say, you know, I know it's a cliche, but no, not on my watch. Well, this is what you're going to see, and this is what you're going to have. When you have the New York State Legislature passing a bill that allows partial birth abortion, and they're excited about it, right? And 80% of the people in there professing to be Christians, you got a problem.
Yeah.
You know, and where was it? In Florida, right? The heathens in the legislature there, when they were passing that parental rights bill, what did the Democrats start doing? They started coming out of their seats. Now, these are elected officials. These are not community protesters or community organizers. These are people that were elected to do a job. Stay and fight. Fight for what you believe to be is truth. No, they get out of their seats. They start going out and yelling and making as much noise as they can inside the chamber where most people would be pulled out. Right? Because they didn't like what was being said. All right, I don't agree with that, but if they think it's okay, why don't we do it? Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Be back in a minute.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide super
soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Grilled Show, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. But truly, look at, get involved, get engaged, get informed, and then speak out. In all reality, just speak out at that point, because then we're on the same page. Okay? I mean, seriously. All right. Let me get to him. Alfonso Rachel joins me, as he does every week. Always appreciate his time. No, don't get confused. It's not Thursday night. It is Friday, so we just put it off today because yesterday Well, Cinco de Mayo. Oh, you saw the Orale. Email I sent you, right? Did you see the email I sent you?
Did you feel a tremor in the force? Joe, did you feel a tremor in the force?
Well, we'll get to that in a minute. Anyway. What am I talking about? Oh, your face was just perfect. You'll have to go check that out later on.
I actually forgot that you said that you would know. You even said that you would know when I got the email, and I totally forgot that you saw it, and I opened it up, and I'm like, yeah. Okay, sorry, man.
I know. I did the same thing when I saw it. We're going to talk about it in a minute, but I did the same thing when I saw that. I was like, whoa, what? So, Cinco de Mayo. All right, so I was talking about misinformation and people being uninformed. And look at all this, right? So on Cinco de Mayo, all I heard since they moved to California, because they don't celebrate, well, they didn't celebrate it in the area I grew up in. And, oh, yeah, man, it's Cinco de Mayo. It's a Mexican celebration. And finally, I got smart enough to say, well, what's it about? Oh, it's the independence of Mexico. Oh, all right, well, I guess that's cool. All right, whatever. And first I started wondering, why are we celebrating it here? Because, you know, I grew up in a very Italian neighborhood. We didn't celebrate all the Italian stuff there, right? So anyhow, and now we're celebrating Mexico's independence. And then I come to find out it has nothing to do with Mexico's independence. So here's all these people out in the street drinking it up and partying it up, and okay, you want to party and stuff, that's cool, whatever. But at least know what the heck you're celebrating. You know? And I won't go through all of it. I just found it very interesting that it really had nothing to do with the independence of. It did have to do with the battle. And they talk about, like, the French troops were invading. Part of it was because Mexico refused to pay on some of its foreign debts, stop payments. Well, they said it was temporary, what have you. And it just started, you know, a whole thing going. That is not independence. But yet, again, as we were talking about earlier, it didn't take much to get them to believe it had to do with independence, did it?
Yeah, it all sounds like a Mexican Tea Party.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Before I get to that email I sent you, I'm going to let that simmer a little bit for a second here. So I don't know if anybody knows about these crisis pregnancy centers. Now, I've been involved with them for a long time. I've got one local to me. We support it. We help them wherever we can. And so these crisis pregnancy centers are put out there so that they are usually Christian-run, but anybody can come to them. You don't have to convert to get their help. And when these young ladies are in trouble, or what they perceive to be trouble, they get pregnant, their only option doesn't have to be abortion. So they go to these pregnancy centers, and the pregnancy centers help them with their wellness, help them with medical checkups and all this other stuff. And then what happens is the young girl decides that she's going to keep the baby. They help her with prenatal and after it's born. I mean, there's support here for the young lady or the young couple or what have you. So do you remember all the yelling and screaming about abortion clinics and abortion clinic doctors being shot, and those are those right-wing Christian whacks and the whole nine yards, right? Well, first and foremost, only one was ever shot, one doctor, and it was a person that was sick. Not just a Christian person, but a person that was mentally ill and known to be mentally ill, all right? So now what are we doing because of SCOTUS? These crisis pregnancy centers, which is what they're called, now they're starting to be windows smashed, windows being painted on, doors being painted over. What? Why? Because they don't. The only difference is they don't offer abortions. They truly have medical health care for the young girls that come in. Think about that. Right?
Yeah, and you know, Planned Parenthood, they keep saying abortion isn't the only service that we offer. I'm like, that really is the only service that you guys are really concerned with. And you guys try to act like, you know, you give all these other services. You get referrals. you may get referrals for people to go to other services and stuff like that, but abortion is like your thing. And that guy, you know, who was shot, just like you said, he was this really, you know, sick guy. He was a friend of the so-called Dr. Gosnell.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they were friends. And, yeah, and look how, I mean, Dr. Gosnell, the so-called doctor, was taking the babies that he was aborting, you know, birthing them alive. He would take those babies and he would use them as bait for crab fishing.
Oh.
Just to give you an idea of how sick he was.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank God they didn't show that in the movie. You know what I'm saying? Mm. All right. I mean, sir, that is bad. All right, we got a little bit of time left, and I want to enjoy this one. For some of you who are watching, what?
Oh, man.
For some of you who are watching, you saw at the beginning of the segment, you saw Zoe, his eyes light up, look like, what?
They light up. Hey, man.
No, not in a good way. But then you were like, what? Holy, you could have lit up the whole building the way you opened your eyes. So, apparently now, should your little daughter decide that she might be a he, there's a trans outlet or a trans store kind of thing online that offers these little, they look like they're knitted, little penis attachments. They're called Bitty Bug Soft Packer. So that the girls can understand or know what it's like to have something like that between your legs. I'm cleaning it up from what's here.
It's like, look, I'm wearing Alyssa Milano's face mask in my undies. Right? That's Alyssa
Milano's. A prosthetic penis is what they're calling it.
Well, I tell you what, that thing is going to work as effectively as a pacifying penis or whichever as Alyssa Milano's so-called face mask is going to fight COVID. And by the way, she did get COVID, by the way, even after wearing that crochet face mask. Trying to say that it did have a protective layer underneath it. No, it didn't, Alyssa. No, it didn't.
Oh, my God. And this is what they're doing to your kid. Oh, they're so cool. They're so cute. Everybody should have one. You should at least try it once.
You know, yeah. What is this? A mitten for like your pinky finger or something like this? Is like, man, this is wow.
Go ahead.
And you know, the thing is, Joe, you see pictures of them. Not that I know from experience because I've been there, but you see these pictures of you got these homosexuals that walk around with like little snuggies on them, like stuff like this, with their, you know, like an eye patch, wearing some sort of this thing, this whatever crap this thing is. These, man, I'm gonna have nightmares, Joe. Thank you.
Hey, warning, this product is not for infants or very young children.
Yeah.
Right? So the person writing this goes on to say, after frustrated by the cost and discomfort of silicone options, I tried the free pattern I could find, all the free patterns I could find. I posted some photos in a large LGBTQ+ sewing group. And one person replied immediately, I had two parents ask me to make them for them. And from there, it just grew. Well, we'll leave that alone. But, I mean, I don't know. I don't even know where to go. I just thought it was interesting when I saw it, actually, when somebody sent this to me. And I opened it up and like, whoa, really? Really? Really?
So, what a crap kind of, you know, man, what a kind of crap. Parents would actually get this. And don't forget to pack your penis. Your little soft pee-pee, you make sure you take that out of school. Or if it's a boy, it's like, don't forget to tuck it. You know, make sure you tuck it before you go to class, make sure you tuck it. It's like, who does this? What kind of, we got parents like that. They're out there, Joe. There's going to be a market for this. It's really sad thing. Even if they buy it as a novelty or something like that for their kid to play with, I don't know.
For their kid to play with? I'm sorry, excuse me. Seriously. No, it is. But I look at the size of it and think to myself, this could only work, or this is obviously made for, you know, 3-year-olds, 4-year-olds, 5-year-olds, right? And you're saying to yourself, my God, you really believe that these 4 and 5 and 6-year-olds can decide what they are? What they want to be? Mommy, I want to be like you. Oh, that means you want to be a girl. Okay, we'll get right on that. It's ridiculous. It really is ridiculous. Anyway, I didn't get to everything I wanted to get to, but whatever.
Only thing I'm thinking about these, I think it'd be hilarious to like maybe like put these things on like cats, you know, like put them on a cat's foot and watch them.
These are for Christmas ornaments or something.
Yeah, yeah, you dangle it from the tree, Joe. You dangle it from the tree.
Real quick, tell people where they can get your music.
I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com. Hopefully they will check out my project, Sledge X, and other goodies that we got there.
God bless America. All right, people, don't go far. A lot more coming up. Sonja is going to join. Sonja, I know. Going to join us for the next hour. God bless. Don't do anything stupid. We'll be right back.